This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we're very pleased to welcome Dan Diker, President of the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs. He's going to help all of us understand something that's in the news, but very hard to focus on, where it comes from. Dan, a good evening to you.
Good evening to you, New York.
Who are Students for Justice in Palestine? I see it in the news all the time. Where do they come from? Who are they? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John, and to Malcolm. Students for Justice in Palestine is essentially a Palestinian terrorist organization front that has flooded some 300 campuses across North America beginning in 1992 and intensifying when they went national in 2010. John, this organization, Students for Justice in Palestine, which sounds like a Stalinist, language distortion headquarters, is formed. It was constituted and founded by Professor Hatem Bazian, who was the founder, who was a Hamas affiliate and founded the American Muslims for Palestine, AMP, which gave birth to the Students for Justice in Palestine, feeding it its original some of its original seed funding. And this Professor Hatem Bazian has actually called for the physical and violent subversion of the United States in what he called the need for a violent intifada against the U.S. But he was the chairman, the founding chairman of Students for Justice in Palestine. And you find them throughout the Ivy League. And they call for violence. They've hosted Palestinian Islamic Jihad operatives. They've hosted Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine Marxist-Leninist terror operatives, Leila Khaled. They are very bad news and should be banned on all of these universities across the United States and Canada.
Malcolm?
So what would you suggest people do? SJP sounds like just another student group, but I think it was founded by American Muslims for Palestine and often hosted convicted terrorists like Khadr Annan years ago. This is not a new invention, but it certainly seems to have had a new lease on life. So what is your advice about how to confront it within the academic freedom, et cetera, et cetera? And should it be really subject to being outlawed like the French have done to some of the counter groups in France?
Well, before the latest Hamas mass murder, genocidal anti-Semitic mass murder that, as we all know and New Yorkers know, and Americans across the country know, resulted in the massacre, frankly, of 1,500 Israelis, commensurate with some 60,000 Americans in one day. This organization was difficult to prove them in violation of code of conduct on especially the Ivy League schools. I mean, they're all over the Ivy League schools. However, as of October the 7th, 2023, following the mass murder, this Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad Front organization are glorifying, encouraging, and energizing the mass murder that just occurred. So this type of behavior arguably would not be covered under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, freedom of speech, because it calls for the ongoing massacre and murder of Jews wherever they are. Those are the signs that have been raised, whether it's on the Brooklyn Bridge recently, whether it was at Cooper Union or other institutions of higher learning. And to answer Malcolm's question, I think a lot of the answer lies with the Jewish alumni, the Jewish trustees, the Jewish board of directors, and the major donors that come from the Jewish communities, especially in the Ivy League. I mean, this is called jihad in the Ivy League, and it's up to a lot of the Jewish American donors who support these organizations, who support these universities, to pull their donations, just like Ronald Lauder did at the University of Pennsylvania. He took a no tolerance policy against the SJP chapter at the UPenn, and he pulled out his very substantial seven and eight figure donations from the university. That is the type of pressure that must be brought upon the presidents and the administrations of these universities.
You report, Dan, that the dean of students, Keith Eldridge, at Fordham University, rejected SJP. What does he know that the other deans can learn from him?
Well, Dean Eldridge exhibited moral clarity, John, which is, I think, one of the principles that your program has been based on for the so many decades that you've run it. And unfortunately, many of the other university presidents, such as Larry Bacow, the former president of Harvard, who I think disgracefully allowed the Student for Justice in Palestine and their management of Israel Apartheid Week, which is commensurate with saying Israel Nazi Week, allowed this organization to intimidate Jewish and other students who are amenable to the state of Israel and to Jewish students on campus. And Jewish students on campus for some years have been hiding under their beds, have been feeling very uncomfortable and fear violence. And now with I think the world has changed with the October 7th, 2023 mass murder of children, reminiscent of I would call it Holocaust in a bottle, the 24-hour Holocaust, that should bring all of these SJP chapters under, I would say, under hyper-focus. And if there is a ground-up movement, I think the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, the ADL, and others of these representing the Jewish community have got to raise their voices collectively and call for a university-wide, university by university, campus by campus investigation, as well as an investigation by the United States government under Chapter 6 of the civil of the 1964 Civil Rights Law as being malign behavior and a gross violation of Chapter 6 of the or Title 6, sorry, of the 1964 Civil Rights Law that prejudices now this type of behavior against Jewish and Israeli students.
Malcolm?
What about the influence of Qatari money, foreign money? Are they supporting the SJP? Are there other sources of income? We've seen, you know, some hints of this. And we know there's a direct correlation between foreign money coming onto campuses and the increase in anti-Semitism and anti-Americanism. To what degree do you think these things play a role? And does Iran have some hand in this?
Well, Malcolm, it's very difficult to find the direct sources of funding or the financial smoking gun, because the players involved have been very successful at obfuscating the financial links. We know that from Jonathan Shander's FDD congressional testimony back in 2016. So it's very difficult to find the direct financial links coming from Qatar, coming from Turkey, coming from even the Iranian regime. We do know that the Iranian regime for the last 20 years and even more has been funding the Hamas in Gaza to the tunes of tens of millions of dollars a year. And of course, that money is fungible. I do not know. I don't think we know if that we can trace Hamas funding directly into Students for Justice in Palestine. However, we do know that the very establishment of SJP was took place by Professor Bazian and others who emerged from Hamas-affiliated organizations, the Kindheart Organization, the Holy Land Foundation, as well as the IAP, all of which were shut down by the U.S. Treasury for being foreign terrorist organizations. But some of the Hamas unindicted co-conspirators of that Holy Land case from 2000 to 2011, the biggest terror financing case in U.S. history, remained in the United States. And those were the ones that founded and promoted Students for Justice in Palestine. Nothing more than a jihadi front. And they continue with impunity on 300 campuses, encouraging and energizing this recent massacre in southern Israel.
Dan, we have less than a minute. Are deans, are presidents of colleges, are they starting a discussion now with these revelations? Is there movement finally to confront SJP anywhere?
I think there is some movement, John, and I will say this, and please pardon the promotion, but the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, Khaled Abu Tuameh, and I will be updating this book called Ivy League Jihad, the Hamas-inspired SJP kidnapping, hijacking American campuses. We will bring new documentary evidence. We will be working with other colleagues in the United States to bring new evidence against SJP with a media and diplomatic educational campaign to have these terrible people sidelined on the campuses of higher learning in the United States.
Dan Diker, president of the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, Malcolm Hoenlein. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.